The sinking housing market is giving rise to a disturbing trend. A growing number of people are so strapped for cash to pay their mortgage that they're raiding their 401ks and other retirement savings. As Kurt Nickisch reports from member station WBUR in Boston, this short-term fix can cause long-term pain.
Ashley Kennedy and her husband Nathan MacDad are scrambling to show their Boston area condo to a potential buyer. They're putting out flowers, lighting scented candles, and clearing the kitchen counters.
We got to make it look somehow bigger, somehow more modern.
To save on realtor fees, Kennedy and MacDad are doing for sale by owner. But there's no way around it. The two in their late 20s are going to lose money, money they don't have in the bank. MacDad says this is not what they planned when they bought this condo 2 years ago.
And at that point in time, it seemed like the smart thing to do was not have to pay rent. Everyone kept saying, you'll never lose money on a house. It's the safest investment in the world. Boy, now all I wish we'd done was rent.
That regret will cost them for the rest of their lives. Because to come up with the money they'll need to pay off their mortgage, MacDad is cashing out his entire retirement savings, $15,000. There's a big penalty for early withdrawal and taxes. Once he pays those, he'll end up with just over 11 grand. His wife Ashley says they thought about taking out a loan instead.
I mean, yes, we are taking about a 25% hit on the retirement cash out, but right now it's all about monthly payment. That's just so much more tangible than this amorphous amount of money that is sitting in Nate's retirement account. That's why we're taking that route.
More and more people are taking that route. The country's largest mutual fund company, Fidelity Investments, says these so-called hardship withdrawals are up 16% in the first 3 months of this year over the same time last year.
It's a terrible choice on so many levels because we shouldn't be messing with our futures for the present.
That's Jane King. She's a Boston area financial planner. For the first time in her career, she's been getting calls about hardship withdrawals. King blames the housing market. She says until now, if anyone had surprise expenses, they'd normally take out a home equity loan.
People had wiggle room by borrowing on their houses, and it isn't there anymore. So the 401k or the retirement plan has become maybe the next best thing.
And that is a bad thing, says Alicia Manel, head of the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. She says the real price of cashing out retirement savings early is not the penalty, but losing the decades of interest and growth those savings would have earned. What really bothers Manel is that many of the people taking hardship withdrawals know this.
The people who join the pension plan in the first place are probably the more prudent, the more careful financial planners. And so when you see them going and taking their balances out, it really is a bad sign.
So far, less than 1% of Americans are raiding their 401ks, but the growing number of those who are will pay a price for years to come. That Boston couple cashing in their retirement savings, well, they're better off than most. MacDad and Kennedy are still young. They have time to save. They just lost their head start, and it's going to be hard to catch up. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.